Please be seated. And if there are other youngsters who would care to join us, you're welcome to come down. If it would make you feel better to bring a parent or grandparent, that's okay too. If you feel more comfortable sitting in your seat listening, that's all right. I want to tell you a story that I heard when I was a little boy, and it's about my Uncle Rupert. My Uncle Rupert was my mother's youngest brother. He was the youngest in the family, and he was always very tender-hearted. He always felt what other people felt and didn't want anybody to be hurt, have their feelings hurt, be made fun of, be bullied. And so she told me this story about my Uncle Rupert when he was probably about your age, close to your age. He was in school, and in that same school, there was a little boy that the other kids didn't think was very smart. And so they made fun of him, they picked on him, they played tricks on him. We would call that bullying today. I'm not sure if they did then, but it was not nice at all. One of their favorite tricks was that they would take a nickel, which is worth 5 cents, and a dime, which is worth 10 cents. And they would have a nickel in one hand and a dime in the other. They'd go offer him both coins, and he would always choose the nickel, even though it was only worth half what the dime was. And they thought that was so funny that he was not smart enough to know that that little dime was worth more than that big nickel. And I mean, sometimes those boys would fall over themselves to reach in their pockets and get nickels and dimes out and offer them to him so they can make fun of him. Well, after a while, my Uncle Rupert got tired of it. He went to the boy and he said, "You know, those mean boys are making fun of you." He said, "When they hold out a nickel and a dime, you always take the nickel. And don't you know that a nickel is only worth half what a dime is?" And the boy said, "Well, Rupert, I know that. But if I took the dime, they wouldn't offer again." He was smarter than they were. He was taking their nickels one after another. They thought he was not so smart, but they were the ones who weren't so smart. Well, we just heard a story about someone who was smart in that same way, a story that Jesus told, and I'm going to be telling some other stories about people who are smart. One word for it is shrewd. Someone like that boy who tricked the people who were trying to trick him. One of our words for it is shrewd. And so we're going to hear some more stories about people who are shrewd in the way they try to do what God wants them to do. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us love and laughter. Thank you for allowing us to have the kind of smarts that you want us to have so that we can do what you want us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.